Welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from nodietbabe.com, and today I want to talk to you babes about when your weight is protecting you. So I want to talk more about some of the psychological blocks that you might be facing and why you can't lose weight because of these psychological blocks. I'm also going live in my group, Babes Manifesting Weight Loss. So if you're joining me today, say hello. Or if you're watching the replay, say hello. I'd love to hear from you. Today I want to talk about some psychological aspects of weight loss, because I think it's really important for people to understand that there's so much more to our behaviors than just trying to get motivated to follow a diet or trying to use willpower to eat healthy or whatever. Like, whatever the traditional weight loss kind of industry and mainstream perceives weight to be about, this thing of like, I just need to get motivated or whatever. It's like, no, I prefer to look at the deeper things and our identity and psychology, because I feel like that was the answer for me, because I spent so many years following diets, doing all the fad diets, going to the gym regularly, and still was not happy with my situation. I still felt like dieting consumed me, basically. I felt like my world revolved around how I ate and my weight and everything, and it was exhausting. It was exhausting, and I was eating emotionally, but also I was like very, very unhappy and depressed around food because I couldn't control myself and I just felt uncomfortable in my body and all of these things that I feel like the dieting industry kind of ignores. And all these people are struggling with these issues, and it's a psychological thing. And that's why I'm here, to help you guys manifest weight loss, because that's really what it comes down to. It comes to the connection between our habits and our behaviors and our thoughts and feelings and beliefs, and understanding that the root of who we are and what we do is our thoughts and feelings and beliefs. So with any situation that you're wanting to change, you should be looking at your thoughts and feelings and beliefs. And many people bypass that and wonder why they spend their whole lives yo-yoing up and down and struggling around their weight. And it's like, but you haven't changed on a deeper level. You haven't even looked at your inner world. You don't understand how your thoughts and feelings and beliefs actually influence what you do. So on a logical basis, you're wondering why you continue to sabotage yourself. And it's because you're not looking deeper. And maybe you get caught up in it meaning something like, oh, I'm just meant to be heavier, or I'm just meant to struggle, or it's because of X, Y, Z that I struggle around my weight. And it's like, maybe look at your inner world and start there. Because honestly, I just think that if everybody did this, weight just wouldn't be as much of an issue as it actually is, and dieting and food and all that. So I want to dive deeper into this, my babes in Intuitive Macros. We've been doing so much work around this, and it's amazing what we uncover when we start diving deeper into our mentality and into manifestation of weight loss. And so I want to help you guys out today by just telling you from my perspective and what I've learned through my own journey and coaching others is that when you've struggled around weight for your whole life or a very long time, you want to look at what the payoff is. So what I mean by this is in our, like, from a psychological perspective, we continue to elicit behaviors that on a logical basis we do not want to do because there's an emotional payoff by doing so, by continuing to doing those behaviors. So for example, if you're struggling around weight loss and you continue to elicit behaviors that keep the weight on, or you're just physically not able to take the weight off no matter what you do, one of the things you want to look at is, what is the emotional payoff for me to remain at this weight? And what is the reason why my subconscious mind wants to hold on to this weight? Why is this benefiting me? How is this weight benefiting me, right? And usually it's a form of protection, because on a subconscious level, if we weren't able to blame the weight for certain problems, what else would we have to face? That's really something that I'm noticing I've noticed within myself, and I notice in others. It's like, okay, so if you actually have spent your whole life blaming the weight, and if you actually did lose the weight, and you still weren't happy, then what would you have to face? And the reason why I struggled around this and I notice others do is because we often form beliefs and thought patterns in our brain that it's like, I struggle to have friends because of my weight, or I struggle to socialize because of my weight. I struggle to find a partner because of my weight. I struggle to strive in my career or business because of my weight. These are some of the common things that I notice among people, and I've noticed within myself. It's easy then to use the weight as the reason why we're not happy. A lot of the time, Madison. So I'll just read what you said there. Like to give you an excuse, like happiness, etc. Yeah. Kind of like that, Madison. Exactly. So it's like, for example, it's like for me, if I look back at what I was doing, it was like I was putting this body that I wanted on a pedestal and saying that once I reach that point, I'll be happy. And then we get to delay that thing that we want. We get to delay that thing. So for me, it was like convenient for me to delay this happiness. It was always, I was able to continue living in a place where I was depressed, and I was able to blame the weight rather than actually dealing with the thought patterns that were causing me to be depressed. I hope that makes sense. So also, some people, what they do is it's like, I am single because of my weight. And the problem there is that it's not because of their weight. Often it's the weight. They're not going to be able to lose the weight, because if they genuinely did lose the weight and then they still didn't meet anyone, then they would have to face the possibility that it was something else. And the brain likes to attach meaning to things. So often it would mean something about them. So their brain might then make it mean that their personality isn't good or whatever. Like the brain, the ego, the critical part of the mind is is, if we listen to that critical part of our mind, it can be very nasty and say really mean things. And often it'll be like, oh, well, then if it's not the weight, it means I'm a flawed human being and nobody's ever going to love me type of thing. So it's like, oh, okay, so maybe then it's better for the brain to think that it's the weight because that's less hurtful. So that was something as well that I had to deal with, was this idea that I was not, like, I was awkward socially, and it was to do with, I blamed my weight. I said that if only I was more attractive, I would be more socially confident. That was because I struggled with socialized anxiety as a teenager, and my eating disorders developed, they stemmed from social anxiety problems. So I had a fear of being social, and I had some anxiety around being social, and then I was able to form a belief that it was because I needed to work on my body and it was because I needed to work on my weight, then I would be more socially accepted and I'd be more confident. So you can see how it's actually like it was total body dysmorphia that I had, because I never really had a body that needed to be worked on. But that tied into the emotional eating, and it developed behaviors where I would fluctuate up and down in weight, and I became obsessed with dieting. But you can see that the weight loss industry wasn't helping me, because it wasn't about that. It was about the underlying issues that needed to be addressed in my mind. And then now, weight is easy, food is easy. I don't have to be caught up in fad dieting like I used to be, and like a lot of people are. So it's really important for people to dig deeper as to why they can't get to their desires. Okay, so we just want to address if there's any self-sabotaging things going on, and that's the thing. It's like, let's look at what's behind the weight. What issues could be benefiting us, like, by continuing to think this way? How is it benefiting us? What is the payoff to continue thinking like this, to continue eliciting these behaviors, right? So basically, yeah, there's a payoff somewhere along the lines. There's some sort of self-sabotaging patterns and payoff, like how I told you mine was. And I know a lot of people do this. Like, I know that you listeners, some of you will do this, because I hear clients tell me this, that if I lose the weight, I'll be more socially accepted. If I lose the weight, I'll get more attention from men, etc., etc. And it feels very, very real. But I ask you to look behind these beliefs and just view reality a little bit different here, because it's all just a manifestation of your inner world. And it's like, when you believe that, then it will be your reality. So I was really, really set on believing that if I was more attractive, or like if I dieted, then I would be more popular and people would accept me more, right? And it's like, no, but my issue was social anxiety. I needed to work on the social anxiety in order to gain happiness. Because the problem is that people chase weight loss thinking that their life is somehow going to be perfect once they lose the weight. And then the issue starts to arise when they start losing weight and they feel euphoria because they're losing weight. And then that euphoria is only temporary. And then they come back to the reality that their life isn't perfect, or they're still dissatisfied with themselves. And I know people do this. I hear this all the time. You look back at photos when you've lost weight before and you weren't happy at the time of the photos. You were still critical of yourself. But when you look back at the photo, you say to yourself, I looked good there. How come I wasn't happy? And that's a surefire way to know that you're stuck in that loop of chasing happiness from and thinking that weight loss is the answer to your happiness. I'm not saying that you can't have a desire to lose weight and then, you know, feeling good in the having of that desire, but what people tend to do is place a lot of weight on things being perfect once they achieve that outcome. And that can be a dangerous loop in your subconscious mind because you're never going to be perfectly happy. And that's where there's a bit of a battle there. Like there's a little bit of a thing there because it's like, well, the reality is that losing weight isn't going to solve all of these problems. You have to solve the problems. And then weight loss is usually a byproduct of working on those deeper issues. That's what I have come to find in clients and in my experience as well. So the reason why this is true is basically coming back to emotional eating. And a lot of people don't realize that they are in fact emotional eaters because emotional eating is kind of blind pattern that a lot of people aren't aware of because they've been conditioned to eat a certain amount of food to cope with feelings. So then they don't actually have awareness of the feelings or the emotions that are being covered up and repressed by an increased appetite. And it can be very subtle as well. So emotional eating, I think, is really where this stems from because it's like one, even as subtle as I'm bored, so I want to eat, or I need constant stimulation, so I want to eat. I need to feel productive and I'm multitasking, so I'm going to eat. Like that's probably some of the most common forms of emotional eating that I see that sabotage people's weight loss. But here's the thing. It's like in your subconscious mind, for example, if you're like, yeah, like I'm single because of my weight. If you think about the payoff of that, it's like, yeah, but then if you constantly say that it's because of my weight, that's really convenient because then you don't ever have to address the real reasons why you're single. And the real reasons why you're single from what I've observed in myself and in others is usually there's a whole range of limiting beliefs in there that need to be addressed. And then once those are addressed, you can attract the person that you want. And so, or like attract a relationship or whatever. So then it's like, yeah, it's all intertwined. Like your weight is so intertwined with everything else. You have to look at the things that are sabotaging the weight loss process. And for me, it was the social anxiety. There were times where I blamed me being single on my weight. I see a lot of this, or I'm not advancing in my career, I can't start my business until I lose this weight. And for example, with that, it's like that was one of the things that I struggled with. Like I can't do certain things, or I can't put myself out there until I lose the weight. I can't go on dates until I sort this out. And it's like really convenient because our brain then spends all this time thinking about how we're going to lose weight. And it keeps us busy to be thinking about how we're going to lose the weight, how we're going to lose the weight, motivating ourselves to go exercise. But then how come it's a never-ending process, right? How come you never actually get to your end goal? Or if you do, you only get there temporarily because there's a payoff. I mean, just look at it from a logical perspective. It's like, let me just look at my whole life and realize that this dieting thing has been going on for multiple years, and yet I've never been satisfied with my body. I've never been satisfied for longer periods of time. Like I'm talking about the fact that now for the last 4 or so years I've been happy around my weight and food, and it's been easy. And that's a manifestation of me changing, doing this inner work and changing my thoughts, feelings, and beliefs around weight. So it's really important to look behind the curtain and start looking at how your behaviors, are linked to your inner world, to your subconscious mind. Because our behaviors don't just come out of nowhere, right? They come from somewhere. They come from our thoughts and feelings and beliefs. And so, you know, looking deeper and realizing, well, hang on a second. If I didn't have to lose weight, what would I think about all day long? What would my world look like? What would I do all day long? And a lot of you might really start to put it on a pedestal and be like, my life will be perfect, I'll be so happy. But happiness, like losing weight, doesn't equal happiness. And you have to realize that by looking at your past history of, you're just looking at the euphoria that you felt when you've lost weight. But when you really think about it, there have been times where you've been still dissatisfied with your body and still dissatisfied with the way you eat. Because even once you lose the weight, if you have a meal that you don't approve of or doesn't fit in with your diet, that then starts enough momentum in the self-sabotaging behaviors and starts to reinforce those limiting beliefs. And then that's why you start gaining the weight back. So it's really important to recognize these patterns that we have around our weight and looking at the deeper stuff, looking at why we do what we do, you know, instead of trying to motivate ourselves and just focusing on this thing called motivation. It's like motivation comes when you move self-sabotage out of the way. It's like, you shouldn't have to be so super motivated to, you know, yes, there's an aspect of that, but if you've spent your whole life trying to lose weight and it hasn't worked out, then you really need to start looking at other things. For people who, yes, okay, there's people out there who are like, oh, I'm going to decide to lose weight, and then they just do it and they lose weight. Then it's like, fine, yeah, okay, there's shit out there that works for that kind of situation. But if you're here, it's usually because you have struggled around yo-yo dieting for your whole life. Like, the people that I attract are the ones who have struggled their whole life, and their whole life revolves around the need to lose weight, because losing weight will somehow equal the solution to all of my life's problems. That in itself is the problem. Thinking that once you lose the weight, you're going to suddenly not have any problems ever again, or you're going to suddenly just be happy all the time. Like, that's, I think, the biggest, thing in the mind that sabotaging you is when you place so much weight on the weight. It's like you're making the weight, you're putting the weight loss up on a pedestal and making it mean that it's going to solve all your problems. But you're never going to be in a position where you're perfectly happy. So then it's like, it's a conflict there. And it's like, yes, you might feel better in getting your desires, but I noticed that in my own head, I used to put these people who were a certain weight up on a pedestal and be like, you don't have any issues around confidence because you're at the weight that I think that you're attractive. Therefore, you must be happy all the time because you never have any insecurities, kind of thing. And that's what a lot of people tend to do. And it's like, no, we all share that common thing that we have, like the critical part of our minds that makes us feel negative emotions. And it's like you have to address that. Losing the weight isn't going to change the tape going on in your head that makes you unhappy all the time. Yes, you might feel that sudden euphoria when you lose weight and you're like, oh, I feel so good. Like I've lost the weight and I feel so confident. But you've got patterns in your brain that keep you feeling negative. And you have to start looking at those patterns in your brain if you want to be a person who is able to lose the weight and keep it off. Because the weight at the moment is serving a purpose for you. And also the behaviors, because you're not giving yourself permission to do what you actually want in life, because you're not actually giving yourself permission to be happy now, it's also a big struggle for your brain because it has unmet needs. And as long as you have unmet needs, you're going to need more food in order to meet those needs. So I'll just repeat that one again because that's really, really important for you to hear and for your subconscious to get in. If you have weight to lose, right? If you struggle around food and weight, it means that you have unmet needs. And these unmet needs are usually the things that you're avoiding doing until you lose weight or avoiding feeling until you lose weight. The unmet needs are the feelings that you wish to feel once you've lost the weight and the things that you think about and the person that you act once you've lost the weight. Those are your unmet needs. Once you start meeting those needs, you won't have as much of an appetite and you'll be able to stick to your weight loss. That's the motivation part. That's where you get the motivation by meeting your physical and emotional mental needs, and then you'll find weight loss easier. Trust me, trust me, trust me on this one. I am so, so self-aware around this and the fact that my weight was so much tied into the way that I thought about weight loss, the way that I perceived weight loss, the way that I perceived people to be once they had what I perceived to be like a good body or whatever. Like I see them on Instagram and Instagram models and stuff like that. I used to really put them on a pedestal and be like, you're a perfect person and you're super happy. And I noticed that a lot of chronic dieters do this as well. And it's the very block that's in the way of them meeting their needs. And it's fueling their emotional eating. It's literally fueling the struggle because there's so much riding on this weight loss thing equaling the perfect life. And it's like, no, you can't view it that way because you are literally just distance. You're putting an energetic distance. You're putting an energetic barrier between you and the thing that you want. From your brain's perspective, it needs to be an easy, logical step to reach. But when you put that barrier in between it because you put so much emphasis on weight loss being the answer to all of your problems, it's like you'll never get there because it's an impossible thing to achieve. Like it's perfection doesn't exist. So yeah, that's the thing that you have to remember. It's really important to remember that because too many people put weight loss on a pedestal and it's sabotaging them, and they need to understand the unmet needs that they need to meet. They need to really start viewing the underlying payoffs. So it's just important, you guys, just to recognize that maybe there is an emotional, like there's a payoff, like there could be a payoff, and you want to just dig deeper into that because trust me, if you've been struggling around your weight your whole life, please stop just blaming yourself and blaming, just stop blaming this, because okay, The reason why I say this is because I blamed myself. Like the perception that I have had was like, I'm not good enough, or I just can't stick to it because I lack willpower, or I'm just a flawed human being. I'm not as good as those Instagram models that can maintain a fit body. You know what I mean? It's like, that's what our brains want to do. They just want to say we're not good enough, or we can't do it, or we're lacking in some way. And please, 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 it's not that, okay? It's not. You have to look at deeper than that. And you also can't, that's like self-sabotage. It's like, no, that's your ego talking. That's your ego saying that there's something that you're lacking. You're not lacking anything. It's the belief that you're lacking that's the problem, and all the other limiting beliefs going on. And also the fact that your brain is just designed to look after you. So if there's an emotional payoff in you staying at the same weight that you are at, or struggling with yo-yo dieting, that's why you continue to elicit those behaviors. And then, I mean, how much more compassion do you have then when you realize, oh shit, my brain actually just wants to look after me. It's actually just doing its job, yeah? So yeah, that's just really important to understand. But yeah, anyway, you guys, I'm going to leave it at that. So pretty much, yeah, dig deeper into what's going on behind your weight loss, what your lack of weight loss, right? What's going on? What's the payoff? Why are you benefiting from staying where you are now? All right, you guys, love you guys. Say hi if you're joining me here on the in the Facebook group or if you're watching the replay. Say hi, or if you missed it, you can watch the replay, or it's going to be up on the podcast. There's loads of awesome episodes on the podcast. So if you babes are in this group watching or joining me here today, yeah, my podcast has loads of awesome episodes that are going to help you with manifesting weight loss. All right, love you guys. I'll see you next time. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe, or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.